With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dionne Anglin. The Cayman Islands Volleyball Federation, CIVF, will host its Community Beach Volleyball League early next month. This first-ever competition will be annual and include both Grand Cayman and Cayman Brac. Tammy Calderon, Beach Director for the CIVF, says they wanted to do something different by including the youth in what was normally an adult-oriented beach volleyball league.
It's designed for everyone, from beginner to advanced. And we're inviting teams over from Cayman Brac as well, which is quite fun as well. So basically, the requirement is that one under 18 player is on each team. And it's going to be a team of four, which is quite typical for the beach. And it's not quite as difficult as doubles, which is sort of the high level that is played on the beach.
Right.
So we're hoping to bring in families, church groups, volunteer groups, sports clubs to come out and put some teams in. If they don't know anyone that's under 18, we have some under 18 that are already involved in indoor programs that we're going to try and get out on the beach to play on these teams. So I think that will be quite fun.
Calderman says any player who registers may also participate in 2 weekends of free beach volleyball clinics prior to the start of the competition.
The clinics are optional and they're taking place a couple of weeks before the tournament starts on the 2nd of May. So we'll have on Grand Cayman, we're going to have April 17th and 18th, which are just Saturday and Sunday, from 9 to 11 both days. It's optional, but it's included for free if you register in the league. And for Cayman Brac, they're going to have their clinics held on April 24th and 25th. And those are a little bit different. They're going to have an indoor clinic at the high school on April 24th from 7 to 9 p.m. And then another one that will be on the beach at the Brac Reef Resort on April 25th from 2:30 to 4:30 p.m.
CIVF is now accepting player registrations. Teams will pay a registration fee of $90 per team. The first matches are scheduled for Sunday, May 2nd. The Department of Sports Youth Fitness Challenge saw just about 50 kids take part. The competition, in celebration of Honoring Women's Month in March, saw children ages 11 to 18 years old participate in swimming, sprinting, slam balls, burpees, and push-up challenges at the Truman Bodden Sports Complex. Cayman's national youth swimmer Gillian Crooks of Team Fast and Spicy started off the first leg of the race, swimming 2 laps before sprinting to hand off the baton to her teammate.
You swam the first leg. Tell me, what was that like, especially the second time around?
I was a little bit tired, but it was a lot of fun because I got to race some of my friends. And the running, I was a little bit faster off the start, so that was good.
Okay, so you lied to your friends and told them you would slow down.
Yeah, kinda.
So what was it like when you handed off the baton to the second leg?
It was a lot of fun, to be honest, because I've never done like anything like that in swimming,
right,
so it was
right.
A lot of fun.
Okay, it's different for you.
Yes.
What's your name?
Jeremy's.
And your event?
The second leg, which was the 150.
All right. What was that like for you?
Well, it felt kind of good because I haven't done any fast run in a while, so it felt pretty nice. Not gonna lie.
Yeah. What did you think when you? What was going through your mind when you saw your swimmer coming forward?
She quit. Well, when I saw her come, I was there like. Oh wow.
Yeah, she's finished already.
Yeah.
Who did you pass the baton on to?
Safina.
Safina? Alright. So give me your name.
My name is Safina Reed.
What event?
And my event was the burpees.
Oh nice. How was that for you?
And it was very funny and fun.
Yeah, why?
Because after the run it was like my legs felt like spaghetti and like I couldn't run.
who did you pass the baton on to?
I passed the baton to Brianna.
Alright, Brianna. Give me your full name.
Rihanna Rankin.
Alright. Tell me what event.
I did the ball slams.
What was that like?
That was funny, man. I was crying. But Safina passed me the baton. She had looked so funny. And then when I finished, I couldn't run. I was holding my bed and miss.
What about slamming the balls down? Was that okay
for it you? Was hard.
Yeah.
Because I had a 10-pound.
And you passed the baton on to him?
Yeah.
Mr. Quickness? Tell me your name again and your event.
My name is Mikhail Michelin and my event was the last leg where I do 25 push-ups and do 50 meters. And surprisingly, it wasn't that easy. But after all, we all did our best once again and we all thank God for making this possible.
Fast and Spicy, consisting of Gillian Crooks, Gerald Mays, Safina Reed, Rihanna Rankin and Mikhail Michelin, won the entire fitness challenge. The Department of Sports is currently working on an adult summer fitness challenge. And the Get Into Rugby Women and Girls Rugby Camps are a huge success. Mercedes Foy, former England international, has been running numerous camps to help promote girls and women's rugby in the Cayman Islands through fun, teamwork, and the opportunity to make new friends in a positive environment. Cayman Rugby President Mick Kehoe says the program is very exciting and he's looking forward to seeing its development.
We've always had a ladies program as such in Cayman, and my wife, my daughter, and there's a long history of girls playing. But one of the big things in world rugby today is focusing on women's rugby and girls rugby and inclusivity. So having Mercedes on island was a little bit of a godsend to us in that respect, that we had such a high profile player and someone that with a lot of experience and has played on the world scene to be able to come down and spearhead what we want to do or what the union wants to do with girls in sports as a whole, and especially in rugby. So yeah, Mercedes has kind of taken the bull by the horns, as to say, and has had a huge turnout of young girls of all ages, because she's only 6 all the way through to 18. And over the last few weeks, she's been breaking that down into different age groups and right up to adults. Last weekend they were down there, and it's great to see such a resurgence of women's rugby again. And I look forward to seeing what Mercedes can do going forward and in the future.
Girls aged 6 to 14 and women are invited to come along and try out rugby at the Cayman Islands Rugby Club in South Sound every Saturday. That'll do it for Radio Cayman's Local Sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.